This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Global giant Danone's quiet march toward a post-dairy world. Danone might still be in the dairy game, but make no mistake, its eyes are set firmly on the non-animal prize. In its latest Q1 earnings snapshot, the €27 billion food titan reported solid performance across categories. But what's quietly fueling the future? Not yogurt, not even probiotics. It's plants, liquid ones, functional ones, and potentially synthetic ones. Danone's Q1 performance demonstrates continued delivery in a volatile context, says CEO Antoine de Saint-Affrique. But between the euro signs and margin management, one thing's crystal clear: the company is watching its plant-based flank with intent. Their Alpro brand, still leading the European charge in alt milks, Silk in the US, quietly chipping away. And while Oikos may keep flexing in the protein yogurt aisle, the rise of Alpro plant protein yogurt suggests Danone is future-proofing its creamy empire. And what if the future isn't creamy at all? What if it's stackable, storable, printable? Danone has yet to throw its weight behind biomanufactured proteins, what some are calling APTA protein thing, but it's not hard to imagine the global giant becoming a serious contender. After all, with muscle already in fermentation, functional beverages, and clinical nutrition, a lean toward non-animal protein formats feels less like a leap and more like a calculated stride. The bigger question isn't if Danone makes the move, it's when, and whether legacy players like Nestlé, PepsiCo, or even dairy-drenched Fonterra will be left scrambling to catch up. Because APT isn't about mimicry, it's about reinvention. The brands that grasp that first, they won't just survive the shift, they'll define it. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.